Welcome to the Velvet Quill Cafe, a place where every candle holds a story of the heart, part of storyomniverse.com. This tale is titled Rain Like Between Us. Settle in, the coffee is warm, and the story is about to begin. Chapter 1, Candle and Mistake. The velvet curtains hush the street's clamor, holding the world at bay. Beyond the glass, rain threads silver through the night. But inside the Velvet Quill Cafe, it is warm and golden, shadows dancing on polished wood. The scent of rose tea and old books settles gently as the storyteller begins, voice soft as the candlelight. Eleanor stumbled through the cafe's door, clothes damp, breath skating in the air. She barely noticed the man already at the corner table, his notebook open beside a coffee cup gone cold. Her own need for shelter carried her forward, and she slid into the empty seat unthinking, hands curled around the waiting cup. She realized her mistake as their eyes met, a moment too late to retreat. The man blinked, startled, then smiled, gentle and tired. "Storm caught you too?" he asked. She nodded, cheeks coloring. "Forgive me, I didn't mean," but the apology withered as he gestured for her to stay. "It's only coffee," he murmured. "And two's company on a night like this." Some mistakes, Eleanor thought, feel like fate. She glanced at the pocket watch she carried. Its glass cracked. Its hands forever paused at 10:15. The train's delay had delivered her here, and something about the way the man's eyes softened over the rim of his cup, sad, kind, made her wonder if she had been running toward this moment all along. Rain slid down the glass. The candle between them flickered, and the world outside receded. They settled into uneasy silence, both grateful for the accidental company. Each holding secrets close, but letting hope curl between their shared coffee cups. Chapter 2. The Waiting Hours. Thunder grumbled beyond the cafe's shelter. Eleanor's coat steamed as she shrugged it off, setting her broken watch on the table. Arthur, the poet with ink-stained fingers, regarded her with quiet curiosity. The station's loudspeaker had already announced that trains would not run until morning. Now the hours stretched before them, uncertain and slow. Eleanor stirred her coffee, watching the candle's reflection tremble in the dark liquid. She was used to watching, to waiting, to holding her secrets tight. Yet something in Arthur's manner, gentle, attentive, never pressing, made her want to speak. "My train's gone," she said, voice barely more than a sigh. "Perhaps it's for the best." Arthur's smile was a flicker, cautious but real. "Unplanned nights are the ones I remember best. They write themselves into my poetry." She looked at his notebook. "Do you always write in cafes?" He shrugged. "Words come easier here. I think the candlelight listens better than people do." Their conversation tiptoed at first. But with each question and answer, they circled closer. She confessed nothing of her life, not the family name she ran from, or the cold estate waiting for her return. He spoke little of his heartbreak, only that he had learned the shape of loneliness, and now preferred company, even if fleeting. Outside, the rain fell harder, washing the world clean. Eleanor and Arthur sipped coffee and shared stories that skimmed the surface. Childhood dreams, favorite books, laughter at small mishaps. Yet beneath it all, something deeper coiled. The awareness that tonight, in this candlelit cause, they were seen. Chapter 3. Words Beneath the Surface. The rain lasted into the next day and the next. By unspoken agreement, Eleanor and Arthur met again in the same corner, always with coffee waiting, and the broken watch marking time that could not move. Each evening, the spell of the cafe deepened, its gentle light making secrets feel less heavy. Arthur scribbled lines of verse as they talked, torn pages slipping between his notebook and the table. Eleanor watched his hand moving across the paper, wishing she could spill her own truths that easily. "Do you always turn sorrow into poetry?" she asked one evening, voice soft. Arthur smiled, a trace of old pain in his eyes. "Words are safer than confessions. Have you never wished to be someone else, even for a little while?" Eleanor's laugh was brittle. "I am someone else tonight." He looked at her then, not pressing, just waiting. She traced her finger around her coffee cup. The porcelain cool beneath her touch. "My life before this," she hesitated, searching for words. "It belonged to others. Here, I don't have to answer to anyone." Arthur nodded. "That's what I like about this place. No need to explain ourselves." She watched him, wondering what hurts he hid behind his gentle humor. Their glances lingered, and sometimes, when the violin played from the hidden corner, she felt his sadness and her own blending together, making something almost like hope. Chapter 4. Roses Left Unsaid. As their friendship deepened, the unspoken grew heavier. Eleanor brought a white rose from the florist's stall one evening and placed it on the cafe's communal table, following a custom she had seen once but never understood. Arthur watched, his eyes questioning but kind. "White for longing," she whispered, answering his unspoken question. "Or for memory." He touched her hand, a brief, careful gesture. "What do you long for?" she could not say. "A life of her own, a chance to choose, the freedom to love without fear." Instead, she smiled and shook her head, letting the silence speak. Arthur, sensing her reluctance, slid a slip of paper across the table. It was a poem, short and spare, about rain and candles and the ache of wanting what cannot be named. She read it twice before meeting his gaze. "You understand more than you say." He squeezed her fingers. "We all have secrets." Later, as the cafe emptied and only the candlelight remained, Eleanor lingered by the central table. The rose she left did not fade. Neither did the longing that pulsed quietly between them, growing stronger with each stolen night. Chapter 5. Rain Walk in Reverie. One dusk, with the storm gentler, Arthur invited Eleanor to walk. They stepped from the cafe beneath the lanterns, the rain now a soft mist that blurred the world into watercolor. The cobblestones glistened, and the hush of the street made their footfalls seem sacred. They walked in silence for a while, Eleanor's hand brushing Arthur's as if by accident. The closeness made her feel brave and raw at once. Sometimes she whispered, "I think I'm only ever running, but you make me want to stop." Arthur stopped with her, turning so the light caught his features, honest and open. "What if stopping is the best mistake you could make?" She looked up, heart in her throat. "I wish I could." He reached for her hand, and this time she let him take it. Warmth bloomed where their fingers twined, small and real. They wandered back toward the cafe, neither speaking, but both knowing that the next step would require more than courage. It would require honesty. The rain, soft as memory, followed them, and lantern light shimmered in the puddles at their feet. Chapter 6. The Pocket Watch. Back inside, Eleanor set her broken pocket watch beside her cup, the artifact suddenly heavy with meaning. Arthur noticed, his gaze lingering. "It's beautiful," he said, fingertips brushing the chipped silver. "But it doesn't work?" She shook her head. "It stopped the day I decided to leave. I suppose I haven't moved forward since." Arthur's expression softened. "Sometimes stopping is a beginning, not an end." Eleanor wanted to believe him. The pocket watch bound her to a world of rules and obligations, a future mapped out by others. Here, in the cafe, time was gentle, measured only in candle drips and breathless silences. Arthur traced the watch's edge, then looked up. "If you could stay here, just as you are, would you?" She could not answer, not with so much at stake. Her silence told him enough. He reached for her hand, steady and sure. You don't have to answer tonight, but I'd wait for as many nights as it takes. Outside, the rain slowed to a hush. Inside, Eleanor felt hope flicker, fragile as the flame between them. Chapter 7. Lines That Divide. Their stolen moments multiplied, but so did the world's demands. Eleanor's family name was spoken in whispers about the cafe, and the town's eyes watched her more closely. Arthur, a poet with no pedigree, knew what their friendship risked. One evening, Eleanor arrived with her hair damp and her eyes troubled. Arthur saw the tension before she spoke. "I can't keep hiding here," she admitted, voice shaking. "If people find out, it's my parents." Arthur's hand covered hers. "Let them. Love is worth more than reputation." She squeezed his hand, but fear clouded her features. "For you, maybe. But for me, it could mean losing everything." Arthur hesitated, then leaned in. "You deserve to choose your own life, Eleanor, even if it's not with me." His words stung, but they also freed her. She realized then that loving him would mean crossing lines she had been taught never to approach. The cost felt impossibly high. As the candle burned low, she looked at the broken watch and wondered if it could ever move forward again. Chapter 8. The Summons. The summons came as a letter, crisp and official, slid beneath her door. Eleanor read it at their cafe table, hands trembling. "They want me home," she whispered. "The train leaves at dawn." Arthur's face was calm, but his eyes brimmed with loss and acceptance. "You must do what feels right. But know this, I would never keep you from your family or from your future." Eleanor's breath hitched. "What if I want more than duty? What if I want you?" He smiled, bittersweet. "Then I will be here, in the candlelight, in every word I write. You don't have to choose tonight." They sat in silence, the candle guttering. She pressed the broken watch into his palm. "Keep this," she said, "so you'll remember the time we shared." Arthur closed his hand around it, feeling the weight of all they could not say. Chapter 9. Confession and Goodbye. Her last night in the cafe was quiet, the regulars gone, only the storyteller and a handful of listeners remaining. Eleanor sat across from Arthur, hands clasped near the candle. "I'm afraid," she whispered. "Afraid that if I leave, I'll lose you. But if I stay, I lose myself." Arthur reached across the table, brushing a tear from her cheek. "You haven't lost me. Whatever path you take, you carry me with you." She let herself believe this, just for a moment. The cafe's soft music rose and fell, like the beating of two hearts trying to hold the same rhythm. "I love you," she said, the words trembling but true. Arthur's smile was full of hope and ache. "I love you too, enough to let you go." They sat together until the candle burned low, memorizing the lines of each other's faces, the taste of coffee, the hush of velvet curtains. Chapter 10. Dawn at the Station. Dawn crept in, pale and uncertain. At the train station, Eleanor waited with her suitcase and the knowledge that her choice would change everything. Arthur found her on the platform, his coat thrown over his arm, the broken pocket watch in his hand. "Time won't move for me until you come back," he said quietly. Eleanor smiled, tears shining. "And let's promise. Whatever happens, we remember this." He pressed the watch into her palm. "You're braver than you know." The train arrived with a clatter and a sigh. She kissed him once, fiercely, then boarded. As the train pulled away, she watched Arthur grow smaller through the misted window, solid, waiting, his heart in his eyes. A new chapter began, but the story they had written together lingered, alive in every beat of her heart. Chapter 11. The Letter. Days after her departure, Arthur returned to the cafe, out of habit and longing. On the central table, beneath the open journal and a single pressed rose, he found an envelope with his name. Inside was Eleanor's letter, written in her careful hand. "Arthur, you gave me the courage to be seen. If these words find you, know that you are with me, wherever I am. The rain, the candlelight, our coffee side by side. I carry them always. Yours, Eleanor." Arthur read the letter again and again, her voice alive in every line. He placed it in his notebook, the broken watch beside it, and ordered two coffees, one for memory, one for hope. Chapter 12, The Cafe's Quiet. The storyteller's voice spooed gentle as the candle's flame shrank. In the hush of the Velvet Quill Cafe, Arthur traced Eleanor's words, his poetry growing softer, more honest. He wrote of rain, of longing, of love that lived in the quiet between departures and returns. Some nights, a stranger would glance his way, and he would remember what it was to risk everything for the chance to be truly seen. The cafe's candle flickered, and the listeners leaned in, holding the story close. Outside, rain whispered on, and inside, love lingered, uncertain, unfinished, but enduring. The quill was set down. The silence was full. A rain-soaked 1950s cafe, warm lamplight inside. A young man and woman sit across from each other at a polished wooden table, hands nearly touching, over two coffee cups, a broken pocket watch, and a white rose between them. Raindrops blur the window behind them. Velvet Quill Romance Story. Step inside the Velvet Quill Cafe for a slow-burn 1950s romance, where a runaway and a poet risk everything for honesty and connection, their hearts echoing in candlelight and rain. You have been listening to a story from the Velvet Quill Cafe, part of StoryOmniverse.com. May its warmth linger with you until the next tale is told.